Om Shanti. 2nd November 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you be constantly happy in your heart and remain beyond all questions while having connections and relationships with all souls. While having connections and relationships with all souls, never let there be any question in your heart as to why somebody is doing something in that way, or saying something, or that something should not be like this but like that. All those types of questions remain constantly happy in their hearts. However, those who make a queue of questions create a creation and then also have to sustain it. They have to give time and energy to it. Therefore, now have birth control over this wasteful creation. This Brahma Kumaris is a family. It's also organization. It's a yajna, and it is university. So when we say that it is a family, definitely we would come in contact with many souls. Our brethren, even when we say it is an organization, so many people work in organization. And when we say it is yajna, sacrificial fire, many Brahmins would get automatically involved. And when we say it is a university or school or college, even then, you will have other students. So whatever you consider this, definitely we are going to come in contact with souls. So Baba is saying, when you come in contact with souls, never let there be any question in your heart as to why somebody is doing something in that way. So what they do, second, what they say, and third, why things are like this and not like that. These are the practical things Baba is telling us, that often such questions arise in heart, and these questions are very dangerous questions, because they create a queue of questions, and this becomes a creation, and those who are creators have to sustain this creation, and then a lot of time, money, energy is gone in their sustenance, and those who remove all these types of questions remain happy, constantly happy in their hearts. So Baba is talking about the spiritual birth control, spiritual contraception, spiritual family planning. Have birth control over this wasteful creation. So these three things, why somebody is saying this, why somebody is doing this, he should not say this, he should not do this, this is not as per Srimad, and he should understand and she should know, and third, why things are like this, why this is happening and why that is happening, this should not happen this way, this should not happen that way. So all these three things Baba says, these are wasteful creations. These are wasteful creations. So have birth control, have spiritual contraception, have family planning methods for this. Just as there are family planning methods in medical field, so these are divine family planning methods. Because these creations, they create havoc in the mind, and they even don't let you remain at ease. So now the question is, how to stop all this? And I don't think there is any mind, any person, probably, who will not have such questions. As I said, this is a family, this is an organization, this is a yagya, and this is a university, college or school. So we have to come in contact with people, and we pin high hopes upon them, and more often than not, they do not meet up to our satisfaction, our expectations, and then we are beset with such questions. So how to get rid of such questions? These are only few Baba has given, but there could be many. Why somebody is talking like this? Why somebody is doing like this? Why things are like this? We do not accept what they talk. We do not accept their behavior. So we do not accept. So speech, behavior and things. These are the three things. Our mind is not ready to. There are a lot of questions. These people are in knowledge for such a long time, and yet why they do like this? Why they speak like this? Why things are happening like this in this yagya? There were times when there was so much economy, and why such frivolous spending of money? Many questions arise. So how to do birth control? How to do birth control? How to control such flow of negative thoughts which are highly uncontrollable, unbridled? How to control them? Don't come in contact, much contact. That's escapist way. Okay, even if we come in contact for 10 minutes, in that 10 minutes we are faced with such questions. Now what? We can't try to run away. Because where you will run away? You are in the yagya, you are in the organization, you are in the family, you are in the school all the time. And this is ocean of souls. And there, this is tree of sandalwood. Every stick is from different forest. Every stick is coming from different background, different culture, different sanskar, different diseases, different specialities, different virtues, different defects, different flaws, different failings. So, how to tackle or cope with such questions? Anyway, I am not happy at all. Because somebody is speaking like this. He should not actually speak like this. When Baba has taught us to speak in one particular manner, somebody is bitter, hostile, unfriendly, or laughing at others. So, what to do? What have we to do? He is behaving as per his sanskars. But what am I to do? Because Baba is saying, if you have these thoughts, you create a queue, and there is creation, and then you suffer, and then there is a wastage of time and energy. What to do? When there are strong negative thoughts going on, about everything, about people, about situations, about circumstances. Mind is not ready to accept such things, that there is a benefit. Mind is restless. So what should one do? The first thing is, in this, identify negative thoughts. Identify such thoughts which are very dangerous. They are like fire. They burn the garden of positive thoughts. So identify, what are the negative thoughts I get? The moment I come in contact with particular person, what all negativity enters? What are the toxic thoughts? So first thing should be identification. These are highly pernicious, highly dangerous thoughts. And they are very much harmful to me, because if I create them, I will have to sustain them. And then it takes a lot of time to destroy them, because they are very strong. So identify them. Then find out methods to remove them. So what are the methods to remove such thoughts? What should one do? They are automatic. Find the list of automatic negative thoughts. There is some word in psychology, it is known as automatic negative thoughts. You are not trying to have it, have them, but they are coming on their own accord. The moment souls, we come in contact with people, there is definitely some exchange of energy. What energy we are exchanging with them? That's important. So, identify the negative thoughts and then try to find out ways and methods to stop them. Even before that, identify negative words or vocabulary. Identify vocabulary, negative vocabulary, because this vocabulary may be of our previous birth. When I say previous, means before this Brahmin birth. Somebody is brought up in particular family, in particular set of people, amongst particular set of people, and they are habituated to that way of speaking. The person comes in knowledge, but that way of speaking continues. And as per Srimad, that is not there, but person is habituated. So that comes in the territory of negativity. So identify negative words which we speak throughout the day. Identify negative vocabulary. And even try to find from where we have formed that vocabulary. Because all vocabularies we borrow from others. We see somebody speaking in that manner, and also we start speaking like that. And we are unaware of the vocabulary we have. We are unaware of the words which we speak. So identify negative words, negative vocabulary. Identify negative sentences, negative lines, and one more, identify negative emotions. What negative emotions we have within us, and the words which we speak are direct result of that. I have very strong negative feeling for somebody, no matter how hard I try to speak positive, automatically negative things come out from my mind. So first thing should be the identification. And now next would be how to remove such thoughts. So what should we do in the stage of dire emergency? When mind is filled with negativity for a particular soul, why he speaks like this, why he does like this, and why things are like this, what should we do? First thing is, go away from that place. Distance yourself from that situation. Even from that person for some time. Physical detachment. Out of sight is out of mind. Second, seek distractions. Distract your mind to some other things. What distractions? Distract your mind to engage yourself in some gross service. Go for a long walk. Or one more method is visualization. This is a good method. Visualize a small child smiling. Visualize some comedy scene. Visualize some aha moment of life. Visualize some beauty of nature. Create a mental picture, a mental imagery of something which is very, very entertaining, relaxing, intoxicating, filling the heart with divine pleasure. Count your own virtues, fortunes, treasures, attainments. Remembering those moments of our life where we were helped by Baba. So distract the mind, go away from that place and seek creative visualization, positive visualization. What else? When such thoughts are coming in mind. Why he is like this? Why he speaks like this? Then most important thing, a very powerful tool Baba has given us is drama. Drama. Each soul is unique. Each soul is special. Each soul has a peculiar particular part. Each soul will have his own mannerism, his own idiosyncrasies. Each soul is different. Not just that. Each soul is a masterpiece. Is a master creation of God. And to say that why somebody is behaving like this and why somebody is speaking this and why things are like this, why things are not like this, it is showing spiritual immaturity. They're saying in English, spiritual maturity means not everything requires your comment. Not everything requires your comment. When you understand that I need not to comment on each and every person, that's a sign of spiritual maturity. So Baba is saying, do birth control of such thoughts, spiritual contraception and spiritual family planning, so that you stop all this gush of negative thoughts that surges from your mind. Also, when there is such outpouring of negative thoughts and we start questioning each and everything, seek the refuge of drama. Try to remember all the different points of drama. How this drama is beneficial. How there is a benefit in each and every scene of this drama. And every person, whatever he is seeing or saying, I need not to get affected. In the latest Murli of 11th November 2008, which was played out in Shantivan, Baba said 8 things about divine love and 8 things about divine lovers, and then one more thing, leakage. When will the leakage occur? In the divine love. When you get influenced by somebody's virtues and somebody's specialities. Now that is a positive thing. Somebody is positivity, might influence, but then there is a leakage in the divine love. What about somebody's fault, defects, failings, vices? That also should not affect me. Because if virtues are affecting, definitely the negative things will also affect me. That is a greater leakage. So remain uninfluenced, unaffected by what things are happening around. Because this is the only time we have such variety of sanskars. In golden age, everything would be washed. So post washing, you will not get such variety souls. They are now here who create some disturbances, who create some upheavals, who create some or other things. And such a kaleidoscopic play of sanskars, different colors, different things. And this is a drama for enjoyment. Not to get disturbed. Not to resort to self-negativity. Not to resort to self-blaming and self-shaming. Not to resort to blame gaming. Rather, this is a drama for enjoyment. If everything goes on perfectly well, who will enjoy this drama? Just imagine a family goes to watch a movie, and in that movie everything is going on perfectly well from the beginning till the end. There's no fight, nothing, no climax. Everybody is speaking sweetly. There are no villain there. Just imagine a modified version of Ramayana, where Rama takes birth, and then he grows up, and then he is married, and they have their children, and then they die, and the children take over, and the Ramayana finished. Will people enjoy? Everything is so well. Of course, it is boring. That's why drama changes. Yeah. So that is why when you have such variety of souls interfering into your calm sanctuary of life, in fact, they are coming to entertain you. Without them, your life will be such boring and dull and drab. They came and they create disturbance. Now it is your. It is a test. Now how you remain stable. So it's good that we have such variety of souls around us. With so many myriads of sanskars. And they are for enjoyment. Rather than resorting to saying why he is doing like this. He should not behave in this manner. Just imagine if everybody speaks what I feel they should speak. What a boring drama it would be. If everybody starts behaving in a manner I want them to behave. A class is there and everybody sits so calmly. And there is not a single mobile which is ringing in between. And there is not a single mother who is having... Suddenly she is going out and making... Banging the doors. And coughing or whatever. It would be very boring. So there has to be a lot of variety. There has to be some disturbances, something or other. So that this drama becomes entertaining. But only thing is that after, if that is the scene in between, after that scene there should be deep churning. That what thing caused me disturbance? Pre-churning and post, pre-scene churning and post-scene churning should be there. And next time there should be higher preparation. Because if it is a very small event, but that has caused upheaval, that means I was not prepared for it. That means my mind was not willing to accept that change. I had some other expectations. That could be from anybody. For example, in our clinical practice in medicine, people come to us and they lose all their previous documents. And they come without any documents. Where are the documents? They are lost. So we always have expectation that they should come with all their documents, but they do not. We always expect that they should come for proper follow-up. They do not. We always expect that they should take their medications. They do not. So they do not follow anything of the things we do. So there's so much variety. If there's no variety, then it would be really boring. If everybody is following what we are telling, then probably the scene, the drama would not be so much enjoyable. So Baba is saying, identify negative thoughts, work on those negative thoughts, then seek distraction, go away from that place, distance yourself. Probably one is too much involved, probably one is expecting too much. And then have some visualization. And then seek newness, and then seek some creativity. Find out creativity. And one more thing which is needed is deep, deep churning on the drama. What is this drama? Why this drama is so beautiful? What is the deeper meaning? Why this thing happened? Because nothing in the drama that happens is without a cause. If this thing has happened, it means there is something, some hidden meaning, some benefit, some dividend, some bonus, some perk, some advantage, some benefit hidden, which I cannot see. Let me sit down and see what dividend, what benefit it is bringing unto me. Definitely this scene of the drama wants to teach me something else, which I am not able to see. And probably I am seeing very small part of it. And probably I am attached to something very small. That's why the bigger picture I am missing. For example, there is a storehouse of grains. Okay, these are grains. And these ants, they got to know that there is a storehouse of grain. Small ants, little ants. They got to know that there is storehouse of grain. And they make a meeting that we have to attack this storehouse of grain. And they reach the other ends, okay? But the owner of the storehouse, this grain, he gets to know about these ants. So what he does, he doesn't want these ants to reach these grains. So at the door, this is the door, he puts some pieces of jaggery. Good. Okay. So these ants are busy in this jaggery only. Actually, they had come to take these grains. But they got tempted and they stayed here only. Now it's a simple question. When they are going to get such unlimited treasure here, why they got caught up here? Because it is so tasty. So they don't want to go ahead now. And they are happy here only. While the greatest treasure is there above. In the similar manner, this is the treasure of silence. And this is the treasure of God. And these are the treasures of godly attainments. But a soul, an embodied soul, decides that I want to take up this grains, but these are Maya and these are attractions of Maya, and it gets caught up here and then it loses sight of that bigger treasure, higher treasure which it should have taken. And also here then it gets disturbed, because why some ants are doing like this and why some ants are doing like this, and there is a fight in the amongst ants only. So always keep the goal in mind that I have to reach here. I don't have to get caught up in this jaggery, which is in fact a trap for me. My aim is to reach here. My aim is to go here. And these are very small things, playthings which are happening. Somebody is saying something, somebody is doing something. Things are not happening as per my will or wish, and they will never happen. Forget that. another important thing is accept. These things are like this, but my aim is not this. These are very small things. We have not come here to do this, whatever work we are doing at present. Our task is international. Our task is unlimited. Our task is something higher. Our task is of world benefaction. We are world benefactors. Forgetting this, we cannot get trapped, ensnared in these small things of life. I have to reach here. So, Baba is saying, stay happy, have this spiritual birth control, spiritual contraception. They have a lot of contraceptive devices, device methods, hormonal methods, behavioral methods, pills, and so many things are there. Natural methods. These are the list of contraceptive methods, you know. So sometimes, many times they fail also. But Baba is teaching us some new methods when mind is pregnant with negative thoughts. The baby of negativity should not come. So these are spiritual contraceptive methods, different names of the tablets, hormonal methods. So Baba has devised these family planning methods. Okay, Om Shanti.